Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as you've been hearing throughout the morning, a Garda suffered multiple stab wounds after an unprovoked attack on Capel Street in Dublin city centre yesterday evening. Conor Gallagher is crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. He joins me on the line now. Conor, what do you know about the circumstances of the attack?
This attack seemed to come out of nowhere. The two Gardaí, a more senior Garda and, as you said, a probationary Garda who was just less than a year out of Temple Moor, were on a high visibility patrol on Capel Street in the city centre at around 6 p.m. when they were attacked from behind by a man wielding a large blade. The man was swinging and making stabbing motions with the blade, and he got the younger Garda, the probationary Garda. He injured him with several puncture wounds to his upper arm region. It seems the Garda's stab vest saved him from more serious injuries. The Gardaí deployed their extendable batons, their ASP batons, and used pepper spray as well to kind of subdue the suspect. They struck him along the limbs, which is the standard practice when you've got someone wielding a weapon. To get him to drop the weapon, some bystanders also attempted to help the Gardaí, and they eventually managed to disarm him, get him on the ground, get him in handcuffs. At that point, the younger Garda seems to have realised that he had been injured, and he collapsed to the ground. And other Gardaí swarmed the area, having been called for backup and called for medical assistance.
He was wearing a stab vest, it was reported by Garda representatives this morning, and he seems to have been released from hospital now.
That's right. So he received stitches last night. The injuries were thankfully not nearly as serious as they could have been, notwithstanding the trauma that must have been associated with the attack. So he was released late last night or in the early hours of this morning from hospital. He's receiving support from the official Garda psychological support services, as well as the GRA and management. He'll be out of work now for presumably for a little bit. But as I said there, it could have been a lot worse, only for the stab vest.
A man is in custody in connection with the incident?
That's right. A man in his 20s is in custody. He's an Irish citizen born in Ireland. He little is known at the minute about any possible motivations for the attack. The attack came out of nowhere. I mean, Gardaí face a very serious, dangerous job and are often injured in the course of their duties, but it's very unusual for a guard to be kind of attacked out of nowhere. So the investigation will focus on what, if any, motive is there, or if there's a mental health issue going on. So he could be held, I believe, for 24 hours plus rest periods.
Mm. And for people unfamiliar with this part of the city, it's probably relevant for a bit of context to say that this is a very busy part of Dublin and an area that has very recently been pedestrianised.
That's right. So the whole street has been pedestrianised and benches and planters have been put out. It was a very pleasant evening weather-wise yesterday evening, so it was very busy. There was a lot of people enjoying drinks outside of pubs and a lot of people sitting on the benches provided. And there does seem to be a steady Garda presence in the area. You'd often see Garda patrols walking up and down the street. And there wouldn't be much trouble along the street, despite the pedestrianisation. It would be relatively quiet crime-wise.
Mm. And the injured Garda, as you were, I think, suggesting there, not long on the job.
not long on the job at all, you know, a probationary Garda, so wouldn't have the full powers of a normal Garda, so always has to conduct her duties in association alongside a trained Garda. So people recognise probationary Gardas, they'll have kind of blue covers on their epaulettes. So he wouldn't have powers of arrest, say, but it seems that the training paid off very well in terms of the use of their personal protective equipment and the batons and pepper spray, using the force required to subdue the man and avoid more serious injuries and indeed injuries to members of the public.
Indeed. Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us with that update. Coming up next, how to budget for back to school costs. Please get your questions into us on 51551, or you can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.